他说一年当中的日历，今天是棕树节。
According to the calendar of the year, today is the Palm Sunday.
就是主耶稣最后一个礼拜在地上。
It's our Lord Jesus Christ, he had his last week on the earth.
所以他就骑着驴驹进入耶路撒冷。
So he rode on the donkey entering into Jerusalem.
很多的人看见主耶稣骑驴进耶路撒冷，他们就把衣服脱下来铺在地上。
Many people have seen that Jesus came into Jerusalem, so they took off their jacket and put it on the ground.
他们手里就拿着棕树枝。
And then they will be holding the palm branches in their hands.
他们就在那个地方欢呼说，何山啊何山啊，奉主名来的是应当称颂的。
And they were shouting out, Hosanna, Hosanna, worthy to the one who have come in the name of the Lord.
照说往年我常常就讲主耶稣骑驴进耶路撒冷。
In the past year, I will preach about how Jesus entered into Jerusalem.
他是一个谦卑温柔的天国的王。
And he is a king filled with humbleness and glory.
但是他也是得胜的王。
He's also a king who has victory.
当我祷告预备信息的时候，就选出三个主题。
As I was praying, preparing the message, I have three themes I want to talk about.
第一个就是我们的主耶稣乃是救赎的主。
The first one, our Lord Jesus is the Lord of redemption.
我们亲爱的季弟兄前一个主日在这里有很美好的信息。
Our dear brother Chi had already talked about it last Sunday.
第二个就是我们的主耶稣乃是与神和好的主。
And then the second one, our Lord Jesus is the Lord of reconciliation.
第三个就是我们的主耶稣乃是复活的主。
And then thirdly, our Lord Jesus is the Lord of resurrection.
是活到永远永远的。
He will live forever and ever.
当我在祷告的时候，主耶稣的十字架就显在我的眼前。
And as I was praying further, the cross of our Lord had revealed to me.
所以今天就借着这样的机会，我愿意再一次的提到主耶稣基督的十字架。
So through this opportunity, I want to share with you about the cross of our Lord.
我们低头做祷告。
Let's bow our head and pray.
亲爱的主，我们感谢你。
Dear Lord Jesus, we thank you.
我们仍然靠着你的宝血进到你的面前。
We can come to you through your blood.
因为你的血为我们开了一条又新又活的路，从幔子经过。
Because your blood had opened a way which is new and living through the veil.
这幔子就是你的身体。
And this veil is your body.
所以我们来到你的面前，实在是不配。
We are not worthy to come to you.
我们不是靠着我们自己的义。
Not according to our own righteousness.
正是靠着你钉在十字架上的功劳。
But through the work you have done on the cross.
我们特别今天早上求圣灵运行在我们的当中。
We ask your spirit will be working among us.
借着你自己记在圣经的话向我们说话。
Using your words in the Bible to speak to us.
说我们实在不会说什么。
We do not know what to speak of.
但求主圣灵向我们说话。
May your spirit speak to us.
开启我们的心。
To open up our hearts.
给我们一个谦卑顺服的灵。
Give us a humble and obedient heart.
开通我们的耳朵。
Open our ears.
叫我们能够接受你的话。
So we can receive your word.
更是愿意接受你住在我们的心中。
To be able to receive you into our heart.
做我们的救主。
To become our savior.
也愿意跟随你到底。
So we can follow you to the end.
做你的门徒。
Become your disciples.
也愿意受浸归给你。
And to be willing to be baptized in your name.
靠耶稣基督的名求的。
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
我想今天还是我们多读一点主的话语。
I want to read a few more passages today.
原来有三句话现在我的心中。
The three words that appeared in my heart.
基督的十字架。
The cross of Christ.
它乃是一个记号。
It's a sign.
它乃是事实。
It's a fact.
它也是成了你我的道。
And it becomes the way for you and I.
但是早上我在祷告的时候，我就觉得我不应该这样的说。
But when I was praying this morning, I felt that I should not say it like that.
我就觉得我的次序要改变一下。
I need to turn the order around.
我就把事实先放在弟兄姊妹的面前。
I want to put the fact first before you.
我们的主耶稣被钉在十字架上。
Our Lord Jesus was nailed on the cross.
他流出来的宝血乃是要救赎我们的罪。
The blood that he has shed was to save for us from sin.
他要拯救我们从撒旦的权势里面出来。
He wants to save us from the authority of Satan.
他要拯救我们从死亡里面出来。
From the death, he wants to save us.
他要拯救我们从罪的里面出来。
He wants to save us from our own sin.
这是一个事实。
This is a fact.
我是在用我一生的时间来诉说这个事实，也讲不完。
I have used my life to talk about this fact, but I cannot finish it.
所以我就用马可福音做根据。
So I want to use the book of Mark as a foundation.
因为马可福音是彼得告诉马可所写的。
Because the book of Mark was related to Mark by Peter.
所以在这个事实的上面，我们就用彼得他所见证的。
So in this fact that the Peter was really the witness.
我们先打开约翰福音第十五章。
Let's first turn to the book of John chapter 15.
刚刚高弟兄已经给我们读了马太福音第二十七章。
Earlier, Brother Kale has already read with us on Luke chapter 27.
现在我们可以再读马可福音第十五章。
Now we can read from John chapter 15.
我们从二十四节读到四十一节。
十九章。
马可福音十五章。
Okay. Oh, the book of Mark, chapter 15.
我们从二十一节读起。
We'll read from verse 21.
有一个古尼来人西门，就是亚历山大和卢弗的父亲，从乡下来，经过那地方，他们就勉强他同去，好背着耶稣的十字架。
A certain man from Cyrene, Simon, the father of Alexander and Rufus, was passing by on his way in front of the country, and they forced him to carry the cross.
他们带耶稣到了各个他的地方。
And they brought Jesus to the place called Golgotha.
那莫要调和的酒给耶稣，他却不受。
Then they offered him wine mixed with myrrh, and he did not take it.
于是将他钉在十字架上，研究分他的衣服，看是谁得什么。
And they crucified him, dividing up his clothes. They cast lots to see what each would get.
钉他在十字架上是四数处的时候。
It was the third hour when they crucified him.
在上面有他的罪状，写的是犹太人的王。
The written notice of the charge against him read, "The King of the Jews."
他们又把两个强盗和他同钉十字架。一个在右边，一个在左边。
They crucified two robbers with him, one on his right and one on his left.
从那里经过的人怒骂他，摇着头说：“哎，你这拆毁圣殿，三日又建造起来的。”
Those who passed by hurled insults at him, shaking their heads and saying, "So you who are going to destroy the temple and build it in 3 days?"
可以就自己从十字架上下来吧。
Come down from the cross and save yourself.
祭司长和文士也是这样戏论他，彼此说他救了别人，不能救自己。
In the same way, the chief priests and the teachers of the law mock him among themselves.
以色列的 以色列的王基督现在可以从十字架上下来，叫我们看见就信了。那和他同钉的人也是讥笑他。
He saved others, they said, but he can't save himself. Let this Christ, the King of Israel, come down now from the cross, that we may see and believe. Those crucify him also heap insult on him.
从五正道伸出，遍地都黑暗了。
At the sixth hour, darkness came over the whole earth until the ninth hour.
伸出的时候，耶稣大声喊着说：“以罗伊，以罗伊，拉玛撒巴各大尼。”翻出来就是我的神，我的神，为什么离弃我？
And at the ninth hour, Jesus cried out in a loud voice, Elo, Elo, lama sabachthani, which means, My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?
旁边站着的人有的听见就说，看啊，他叫以利亚呢。
When some of those standing near heard this, they said, Listen, he's calling Elijah.
有一个人跑去把海龙沾满了醋，绑在苇子上，送给他喝，说：“且等着看，以利亚来不来，把他取下。”
One man ran, filled a sponge with wine vinegar, put it on a stick, and offered to Jesus to drink. Now leave him alone. Let's see if Elijah comes to take him down, he said.
耶稣大声喊叫，气就断了。
With a loud cry, Jesus breathed his last.
殿里的幔子从上到下裂为两半。
The curtain of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom.
对面站着的百夫长看见耶稣这样喊叫断气，就说：“这人真是神的儿子。”
And when the centurion who stood there in front of Jesus heard this cry and saw how he died, he said, Surely this man was the Son of God.
还有些妇女远远地观看，内中有莫大拉的玛利亚，又有小雅各和约西的母亲玛利亚，并有撒罗米。
Some women were watching from a distance. Among them were Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James and the younger and of Joseph and Simon.
就是耶稣在加利利的时候跟随他服侍他的那些人，还有同耶稣上耶路撒冷的好些妇女在那里观看。
In Galilee, these women had followed him and cared for his needs. Many other women who had come up with him to Jerusalem were also there.
这些妇女是跟从过耶稣的。
These women have followed Jesus before.
也是服侍过耶稣的。
And they have served Jesus.
当主耶稣被钉在十字架上的时候，这些妇女仍然站在十字架上的下面。
When Jesus is now on the cross, these women were stood beside the cross.
这一段乃是这些妇女的见证。
And this is a witness for these women.
他亲眼看见主耶稣被钉在十字架上。
They had seen Jesus was nailed on the cross.
他乃是亲耳听到百夫长的见证说，这人真是神的儿子。
They had heard with their own ears that the centurion said, this is truly the Son of God.
彼得和其他的门徒那个时候都跑掉了。
Peter and the other disciples had ran away.
只有使徒约翰站在十字架上的下面。
Only the apostle John was standing by the cross.
以后这些妇女就告诉彼得这样的事情。
And later on, these women told Peter what happened.
所以这乃是这些妇女的见证。
This is the testimony of the women.
她亲眼所看见的见证。
And they see them with their own eyes.
当主耶稣从死里复活，这些妇女仍然地做主耶稣复活的见证。
When Jesus rose from dead, these women continued to bear the witness.
所以彼得也听见了这样的见证。
So Peter also heard this witness.
他知道主耶稣被钉在十字架上乃是一个事实。
He knew that Jesus was nailed on the cross as a fact.
主耶稣从死里复活也是一件的事实。
That Jesus rose from dead is another fact.
所以彼得他见到主耶稣从死里复活的向他显现的时候，
So when Jesus saw that when Peter saw that Jesus rose from dead and appeared to him, that he regained his strength.
圣灵也是在彼得的心中向他说话。
And the Holy Spirit speak also to Peter.
所以彼得以后就特别的为主耶稣的死、耶稣的宝血、耶稣被钉在十字架上所做的见证。
So Peter later on will testify that of Jesus' death and his burial and his nailing on the cross.
让我们再看三个地方的圣经。
Let's turn to look at three other passages.
这是彼得所写的。
This is written by Peter.
在彼得前书第一章第十九节。
In 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 19.
彼得前书第一章十九节。
1 Peter chapter 1 verse 19.
我们从十八节读起。
Start with verse
18.
It said, for you know that it was not with perishable things such as silver or gold that you were redeemed from the empty way of the hand of the life handed down to you from your forefathers.
乃是凭着基督的宝血，如同无瑕疵、无玷污的羔羊之血。In
verse 19, but with the precious blood of Christ, a lamb without blemish or defect.
这里很清楚告诉我们说，我们的得赎乃是靠着羔羊的宝血。It
says very clearly that we are redeemed by the blood of Christ.
这一只的羔羊乃是神的羔羊。
And this lamb is the Lamb of God.
他在无旬节的时候，逾越节的时候被献在十字架的祭坛的上面。
He was sacrificed on the cross in the Passover feast.
他一次的流血赎了历代历世整个世界上人的罪。He
shed the blood for once, and then he had redeemed the sin from all people.
所以在第二章他又继续的传这样的信息。Then
he continued to preach about this news in chapter 2.
所以第二章我们看第二章第二十四节。We
can read from chapter 2 verse 24.
彼得前书第二章二十四节二十五节。
First Peter chapter 2 verse 24 and 25.
他被挂在木头上，亲身担当了我们的罪，使我们既然在罪上死，就得以在义上活。因他受的鞭伤，你们便得了医治。He
himself bore our sins in the body on the tree, so that we might die to sins and live for righteousness. By his wounds you have been healed.
你们从前好像迷路的羊，如今却归到你们灵魂的牧人监督了。For
you were like sheep going astray, but now you have returned to the shepherd and overseer of your souls.
感谢我们的主。We
thank our Lord.
他是无罪的，却是代替了我们有罪的。A
sinner has replaced we who are sinful.
他被挂在木头上。
He was hung on the cross to replace what we have sinned for.
他受的鞭伤，我们得着了医治。By
his wounds, what we have been healed.
我们再看彼得前书第三章。And
then let's read 1 Peter chapter 3.
彼得前书第三章第十八节。Verse
18.
彼得前书第三章第十八节。First
Peter chapter 3 verse 18.
因基督也曾一次为罪受苦，就是义的代替不义的，为要引我们到神面前。按着肉体说，他被治死；按着灵性说，他复活了。For
Christ died for sins once for all, the righteous for the unrighteous. To bring you to God, He was put to death in the body, but made alive by the Spirit.
这一个礼拜可以说是受难周。
This whole week is a week of suffering.
我希望弟兄姊妹真是能够在这一个礼拜的里面好好的祷告。
I will hope that, brother and sister, you can really pray during this week.
我们纪念主耶稣的受难。
We remember the suffering of our Lord Jesus.
若是你们可能就把主耶稣最后一周所做的事情都好好的读一遍。
If it's possible, you can read through what Jesus did on the last week on earth.
四福音都记在他最后的路程。
All the four Gospels have recorded his last week.
我们用祷告的心来读。
We can read with a prayerful heart.
我相信圣灵借着他自己的话语。
I believe through the Holy Spirit.
再一次的苏醒我们的灵。
That it can revive our soul.
好让我们更多的认识他。
So we can know him even more.
更多的依靠他。
To depend on him more.
我们单单的依靠学位被钉在十字架上的基督。
To depend on the Jesus who was nailed on the cross.
他已经为我们流血了。
He has shed blood for us.
我们只有靠着他的宝血可以进到他的面前。
We can enter before his presence through his blood.
我们靠着那他被钉在十字架上得胜过一切。
By his cross, we can have victory over all.
好让我们能够重新得得力。
That we can regain the strength.
现在我们就转到基督十字架的记号。
Now we can turn to the sign of the cross.
这是一个宝贵的记号。
This is a very precious sign.
这是一个永世的记号。
A sign for eternity.
这是普天之下的记号。
A sign for the whole world.
有一个十一岁的女孩子。
There was an 11-year-old young girl.
她听见了主耶稣的福音，她就接受了主耶稣。
She heard about the gospel and she received it.
她只知道一件事情，主耶稣被钉在十字架上所流的宝血要赎她的罪。
She knew the fact that the blood that was shed on the cross was to redeem her sin.
当她要受浸的时候，人就问她说，你怎么认识主耶稣？
When she was going to be baptized, people asked him, How do you know our Lord Jesus?
他说我认识主耶稣因为他手上的钉痕。
And she said, I know Jesus because of the scar on his hand.
感谢赞美主。
We thank our God.
我们的主耶稣仍然留下他手上的钉痕和肋旁的伤痕。
That he has left the scar on his hand also on his side.
不单是一个女孩子，她是因着她手上的钉痕而认识了这位为我们受死的主耶稣。
Because of the scar on the hands that this young girl know our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们我个人每逢看了 Fanny Crosby 所写的诗歌。
Every time I sing the songs, sing the hymn from Fanny Crosby.
在我们的诗歌里面是359首。
In our hymnal is 359.
它的题目就是第一羡慕是主耶稣。
And in the theme he said, her first priority is our Lord Jesus.
在他副歌的里面他就说我认识他我认识他。
In the refrain he said, I know him, I know him.
因有他手上的钉痕我可见。
Because I can see the scar on his hand.
当有一天得赎的时候。
When one day for at redemption.
我们是到主耶稣的身旁。
That we come to the Lord's side.
人问我们说你怎么知道哪一位是主耶稣基督。
And people ask, how do you know who is Jesus?
但是这位的 Fanny Crosby,他在灵里面看见，他的眼睛看不见，灵里面看见。他说：“有一天，我在得赎的时候，我到耶稣的面前，乃是由他手上的钉痕，我可见。”
This Pentecostee, even though she cannot see with her eyes, but spiritually she can see that. One day she will recognize our Lord Jesus by the scars of his hand.
在使徒约翰福音第二十章里面记载了这件事情。
In John chapter 20, it was recorded there.
当主耶稣复活的那一个晚上, 门徒就聚集在以前所住的地方。
At that night, that the disciples were gathering at the place where they'd been gathering before.
那一天晚上很可惜, 多马, 非常愿意思考的多马, 他不在场。
And regretfully, at that night, Thomas, he liked to use his brain a lot, but he was not there.
所以耶稣就站在他们的当中。
So Jesus stood among them.
就给他们说, 愿你们平安。
He said, peace be to you.
说了这话, 他就把手上和肋旁指给他们看。
And after he said that, he showed them the hands, his hands about the scar.
圣经告诉我们说, 他们看见主就喜乐了。
And the Bible tells that once they seen our Lord, they were very happy.
这是主耶稣被钉在十字架上的一个记号。
This is a sign that our Lord Jesus was nailed on the cross.
他手上的钉痕和肋旁的伤痕。
The scar that was left on his hands and also on his thigh.
以后这许多的门徒就告诉去找多马，就跟多马说，我们的主已经从死里复活了。
And later on, all these disciples went to Thomas and said, we have seen our Lord Jesus. He rose from death already.
多马就不相信。
And Thomas would not believe.
他是一个很会思考的。
And he is a man of thinking.
但是他也是一个很会怀疑的。
And he's a man who has a lot of suspicion.
他就说我除非看见他手上的钉痕，除非我用手探入他的肋旁的伤痕，我总不信。
He said, unless I seen it with my own eyes, unless I use my finger to touch that mark, I would not believe.
感谢主，幸亏过了一个礼拜，多马就紧紧地在这聚会的里面。
And after about a week, Thomas was hanging on with the group.
主耶稣又向他显现。
And Jesus would appear to them.
主耶稣就告诉多马说。
And Jesus told Thomas,
给多马说，你用你的手指头探入我的钉痕。
So you use your finger to touch my scars.
你用你的手探入我的肋旁。
Use your fingers to touch my side.
你看多马怎么说？
What did Thomas say?
多马说，我的主，我的神。
He said, my Lord and my God.
他看见了哪一个钉痕？
He has seen that scar.
看见哪一个肋旁？
He seen that side.
他就满足了。
He was satisfied.
他就相信。
He believed.
他就承认说，你是我的主，你是我的神。
He acknowledged that you are my Lord, you are my God.
而且一个记号,
and this sign,
乃是一个远远的记号,
it's a sign for eternity.
虽然我们的主耶稣从死里复活,
even my Lord Jesus rose from death,
他再做一个荣耀的身体,
He had a glorious body,
但是仍然有手上的钉痕，我们有一天可以看到。
Yet in his hands there will be a mark that we can see.
仍然他的肋旁，他的伤痕，我们可以看到。
We can see the wound that he had from his side.
哪一个受伤的钉痕，受伤的肋旁的伤痕？
And the wound that he had on the hands and on the side.
乃是成了一个荣耀的记号。
It becomes a glorious sign for us.
我们感谢主。
We thank our Lord.
高弟兄特别就挑了第二首诗歌，是十字架，十字架，你们是我的夸耀。
Our brother had picked the second song that we had, that in the cross is always be my glory.
他若是没有神的一首诗歌，我等一下大家要唱这首诗歌。
Even if he did not take it, I would want you to sing it too.
正是十字架，十字架，原是我的荣耀。
in the cross, be it to my, be my glory.
他说，我尽罪都洗清洁。
All my sins have been washed away.
唯靠主耶稣的宝血。
Only by the blood of Christ.
这是宋探街在复兴的时候的短歌。
And this is a short song that Dr. Song used.
他稍微有一点改变。
Can you change it a little bit?
但是正是把那个十字架的真理显在我们的眼前。
That he revealed this truth before our own eyes.
这个记号乃是永远的荣耀。
And this sign is our eternal glory.
乃是我们所夸耀的。
It's something we can boast about.
但是在这个记号的里面，到底这个记号含义是什么？
But what is the meaning of this sign?
所以我就用一句约翰福音。
So I would like to use the book of John.
可能很多弟兄姊妹就说，冯弟兄讲的都是约翰福音。
Maybe you say that Brother Fong always talks about the book of John.
真的，我欢喜约翰福音。
Yes, I really like the book of John.
因为在约翰的福音的里面有很多的记号。
Because there are many signs recorded in the book of John.
让我们看见哪一个记号，我们就明白了。
Once we've seen the sign, then we can understand.
这个记号乃是爱的记号。
As a sign of love.
使徒约翰在约翰福音第三章十六节说，神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
And the Apostle John was mentioning in John 3:16 that God so loved the world that if anyone who believes in him will not perish but will have eternal life.
在以后他写约翰书信的时候，仍然说到那是一个爱的记号。
When he wrote about the epistle of John, he also mentioned that it's a sign of love.
在约翰一书三章十六节。
In 1 John 3:16.
你若是记不得那个章节，在约翰福音三章十六节。
You cannot remember the reference. It's 1 John 3:16.
在约翰书信的里面，约翰福音一书也是三章十六节。
In the Gospel of John, it's also 3:16.
他在哪里很简单的告诉我们说，主为我们舍命。
It tells clearly that Jesus Christ died for us.
我们从此就知道何为爱。
Then we ought to know what is the love.
弟兄姊妹，我们实在不知道神的爱。
We do not know what is the love of God.
除非我们的主耶稣被钉在十字架上。
Unless our Lord Jesus died on the cross.
为你我的罪而流出来的宝血。
To die on the cross for your sins and my sins.
他受尽一切的哪一个困苦。
And then has suffered all these pains.
流尽他的血。
To shed all his blood.
把他的生命血为做我们的罪而舍弃。
That he has given up his life for you and I.
我们实在不知道何为爱。
We do not understand what is love.
我们今天能够知道爱。
Today we may be able to understand love.
乃是因着我们的主耶稣被钉在十字架上。
It's because our Lord Jesus was nailed on the cross.
以后使徒保罗也是有这样的看见。
Similarly, the Apostle Paul had the same revelation.
当他写罗马书的时候。
When he wrote the book of Romans.
在罗马书第五章第六节到十一节，完全把这个真理更表明出来。
In Romans chapter 5, verse 6 to 11, he revealed what he thought about.
他说，我们还软弱的时候，基督按着所定的时候，为罪人死。
He said, when we were still powerless, Christ died for the ungodly.
他说，为义人死，或且是少有的。
It says some, there may be a few who will die for the righteous people.
为人人死，或且有敢做。
Or for all other people, maybe there's some who may be able to do it.
只是基督当我们做罪人的时候，为我们的死。
Yes, Jesus, while we were still sinners, he died for us.
神的爱就向我们显明了。
The love of God will be revealed to us through that.
十字架的记号乃是神爱世人的记号。
Sign of the cross is that God loved the world.
十字架记号不单是爱的记号。
Sign of the cross is not only is a sign of love.
十字架上的记号也是救赎的记号。
It's also a sign of redemption.
所以尼哥底母去见耶稣的时候。
So when Nicodemus came to see Jesus.
耶稣就告诉尼哥底母说，人若不重生，就不能够见神的国。
And Jesus told him, if you are not born again, you cannot see the kingdom of God.
人若不是从水和圣灵生的，就不能进神的国。
If man was not born of the water and of the spirit, you cannot see the kingdom of God.
哎呀，尼哥底母讲来讲去还是听不懂。
And Nicodemus could not understand.
所以耶稣就用摩西在旷野举蛇的例子来告诉尼哥底母。
So Jesus used the story of how Moses raised up the snake to indicate what he meant by that.
所以在约翰福音第三章十四节说，摩西怎样在旷野举蛇，人子也必照样被举起来，叫一切信他的都得永生。
So in John 3:14 it said, just as Moses lifted up the snake in the desert, so the Son of Man must be lifted up so people can believe in him.
今天可能有很多第一次来到这里听福音的。
Maybe some of you came here for the first time to listen to the gospel.
或许你说我不认识耶稣。
Maybe you said, I don't know this Jesus.
哎呀，我是要把圣经整个看一遍。
I need to read through the Bible first.
我劝这许多的朋友。
And I want to encourage you.
在这里也是应许我们说，摩西在旷野怎样举蛇。
And here there's a promise. Jesus said that how Moses raised up the snake in the desert.
他说人子就说到自己，他也被举起来，就是钉在十字架上。
And Jesus talked about himself. So the Son of Man must be raised up, and that's about the Bible.
我们若是信他，就可以得着了永生。
If we believe in him, we will have eternal life.
我们怎么相信？
How do we believe?
神的条件非常的简单。
The requirement of God is very simple.
只要我们愿意说，我需要耶稣。
We are willing to say that I need Jesus.
我愿意接受耶稣。
I want to receive Jesus.
你说主耶稣啊，我愿意开我里面的心门。
Said Jesus, I want to open up my heart.
请你进来。
Please come in.
我们就可以得着了神奇妙的救恩。
We will receive the wonderful grace of God.
这一个记号乃是一个救赎的记号。
And this sign is a sign of redemption.
不单是我们得着了今生的的医治。
Not only we can have healing from this world.
不单得着了今生的人生的真实的意义。
That we can receive the meaning of this life.
我们乃是得着了里面的永生。
We can also receive an eternal life from the inside.
有主耶稣的生命在我们的里面。
The life of our Lord Jesus will be in us.
不管你听了多久的道。
Regardless how many sermons you have listened to.
或说你第一次来听到。
Or maybe it's your first time here.
你若是用谦卑来到主的面前。
You humble yourself and come to our Lord Jesus.
他愿意住在你我的心里。
He wants to live within your heart.
他为什么被钉在十字架上？
Why was he nailed on the cross?
那乃是愿意拯救世界上的人。
Because he wants to save the people from this world.
但是有一个条件。
But there's one requirement.
就是信他的人得着了永生。
Those who believe in him will have eternal life.
我在昨天晚上预备的时候。
Last night when I was preparing for this.
忽然就在我的心里有一个声音说要把宋善杰博士的那一个见证说出来。
I have a prompting that I want to share with you the testimony of Dr. 宋善杰。
我原来有一个小册子是宋善杰传。
And I have a little booklet about him.
我找来找去找不到。
But I couldn't find it.
以后我就想想有一本英文的一个美国的弟兄为他写传记。
Then later on I thought about there was an English book that somebody wrote about him.
所以我就把那一个英文的版本就拿出来。
So I took out my English book.
我又想以前有他自己的见证。
I remember he had his own testimony.
他是自己亲自写的说我的见证。
And he wrote himself said my testimony.
我就想好像有这一本书。
I thought I remember I had this book.
但是我到处找找不到。
But I couldn't find it.
所以我就祷告说若是主啊，你要我今天诉说他的见证的时候，就叫这一本书能够显出来。
And I said, Lord, if you want me to talk about his testimony today, then let this book be found.
结果这一本书就夹在书的里面了。
And this book was inside another book.
我打开的时候，那个纸几乎要烂掉。
When I opened up this, the paper is almost worn out.
我想那就是五十年前。
At least 50 years ago.
或许我从到中国大陆，人给我换，把我新的给他，他旧的给我。
Maybe when I was visiting China, people, I give them a new one, they give me the old one.
它是有印机印的。
And they was just pressed out.
有钢板写的。
And use the steel tablet to write.
我怕看不清楚，我今天 到哪一个咖啡面前再印一下。
And today I thought that I may not be able to read, so I make another copy of this.
哎，我看到一个纸放的太多了。
I thought that there's a lot of paper there.
哎，所以就卡住了，走不动。
And it was stuck on the copy machine.
哎，以后我把这纸拿出来。
And later on I took all this paper.
哎，以后我才印出来。
And then finally I got this copy.
我就想。还是给弟兄姊妹有点分享。
And I want to share that with you today.
我想他是生于1901年。
He was born in 1901.
他离开世界1944年。
He passed away in 1944.
在这短短的人生的当中。
In a very short life that he had.
他把自己献给神。
He dedicated his life to God.
可以说他走遍了整个中国。
He had walked through all China.
来到东南亚去。
In the Southeast Asia.
甚至在中日战争的时候到台湾去。
Even between the war between China and Japan, he went to Taiwan.
再看他的见证的时候是台北蒙甲 Manga 那个教会邀请他。
And he went to the Manga Church in Taipei.
在那样的危险的时候，中日战争的时候，他来来到台湾去。
In the danger between the war of the Japan and China, he went to Taiwan.
看到神使用这一个真正愿意奉献的人。
And God used this person who is willing to dedicate his life.
神使用这位从宝学出来的接近的一个器皿。
And God used this instrument who was saved through the blood.
在这里我稍微就读一点，可能不好翻。Yeah.
I'll just read and try to translate them.
他说：“我既然决心要追求生命
，since I decide to pursue life，
得着了灵洗
，to have a spiritual baptism，
可是我老得不着门禁
，but I don't know of any way to go by it，
像是盲目的乱撞
，it seems I'm just going out with no direction。
以后到1926年的年尾哪个晚上？”
And then later on to 1926 on that evening,
我正跪着祷告的时候
and as for kneeling down and pray,
我听神的声音在灵里向我说
the voice of God speaks to my spirit,
我要废弃智慧人的智慧
I would put aside the wisdom of man's wisdom.
声音是细润温和的
the voice was like a whisper,
但我听了犹如雷霆一样的
But it seems like a thunder to me.
光阴一天一天的过去
Time passed away day after day.
我心灵的重负也一天一天加重了
The burden on me is heavier every day.
在二月十日的那天
In February 10 on that evening,
我身上的重负不能够再担当
I cannot take my burden anymore.
现在已被压得身心无片刻的宁静。
I was so burdened that my heart was not at rest.
我只有恨人之身。
I hate the life that I have.
怨天之不能。
That I was complaining to heaven.
为什么要我在这虚浮的俗世来度这来度这愁烦苦恼的人生
Why do I have to live this life of sorrow in vanity?
我在发出无奈何的怨声
Then I started to complain within me.
哪一天晚上我祈祷
On that evening I pray.
我不但诚恳地迫切祷告
I prayed with earnestly.
我弹作忏悔的眼泪
I shed the blood of tears of sorrow
捧作求救的心
Then I asked God for help
一声声求告主的血来遮蔽我
I used the voice to ask the blood of Christ to cover me
使我不再为自己活
That I don't live for myself anymore
不再有人间虚华的奢望
Not to have hope of the luxury of life.
不再有空中建楼阁的计划。
And not to build a building of my own.
我不过敞开我赤火火的心。
I just open up my heart.
求神可怜我在魔鬼铁蹄下哀痛的身心灵。
May God have mercy on the sorrowful heart that I have.
听人祷告的神。
The God who listened to prayer.
他的灵进到我的里面运行。
His spirit had come into me to work in me.
他奇妙改变的能力。
His wonderful power of change.
使我悲观的人生挪去。
That my pessimistic life was changed.
常作极乐的心灵里的基督的生命。
That I have joy in the life of Christ within me.
大概在夜晚十点钟的光景。
About 10 o'clock that evening,
一默默的罪，显开在我面前。
The scenes of my sin have appeared to me.
而且一个剧中的主角不愿说就是我。
And the actor was myself.
我看自己大小轻重的罪痕。
And I saw all the sins, big and small, within me.
历历在目。
That everything was coming out.
一无所疑的显在我眼前。
Without reservation, it appeared to me.
甚至隐而未显的罪也清楚的出现。
Even those sins that I didn't know about that come out.
使我最难堪的是我没有办法除去这许多罪。
The problem I have is I cannot put away those sins.
我自以为这个罪中是最为罪魁的就是我。
I felt that I'm the most wicked of all sins.
理当应当要死而永远的沉沦在地狱里。
Then I'm supposed to die in hell.
这许多的罪陈列在我面前。
All these sins appear before me.
我要闭着眼睛不看是没有办是办不到的。
If I cannot not look at my sin.
所以我就打开很久好几个月没有看过的新约圣经。
So I open up the New Testament that I have not read for months.
我从我的箱子的里面拿着那个新约的圣经。
From my luggage, I will open up this New Testament.
我打开读路加福音第二十三章。
I open up Luke chapter 23.
论到主耶稣为我罪受难的经过。
Talk about how Jesus had died for me on the cross.
我仿佛魂游向外。
It seems like my soul was traveling away.
我的心神就跟随着背负十字架的耶稣到哥哥他。
My spirit would then follow the Jesus onto Golgotha.
一路走去荒凉寂寞。
As I was walking, everything was deserted.
这一幅活现着长痛的图画。
And this painful picture was within me.
刺透了我的心。
And pierced into my heart.
我自己也和去钉十字架的罪人一般。
And I was like a sinner nailing, being nailed on the cross also.
我就沉下我的头。
And I bowed my head.
我弯曲我的背。
And I curled down my back.
我的眼睛也不敢斜看别人。
My eyes would not.
楼上哥哥他去的路。
I walked through the path with our Lord Jesus to Golgotha.
一面觉得背负着重担，不是我所能够担当的。
I felt the burden that I'm carrying is not something I can bear.
所负罪的重担几乎要把我压死。
This burden almost crushed me.
不知怎样的一来。
I don't know what happened.
耶稣已经高挂在木架上。
Lord Jesus already hung on the cross.
两手鲜血淋着，惨不忍睹。
And all this blood coming down from him, I didn't want to look at it.
我的心特别的伤痛。
And I was very sorrowful in my heart.
最后我谦卑地跪在十字架上底下。
Finally, I humbled myself, kneel before the cross.
匍匐在地上为罪，求主用宝血洗净我一切的不义。
And ask the Lord again to wash away my sins with the blood.
我求直到午夜钟声叮当地响了十二下。
And I ask until midnight, and the clock has sounded 12 times.
我高呼哈利路亚。
And I shout out hallelujah.
因为我的罪重担都脱落了。
Because my sins have been put away.
于是我身轻像飞燕一样的。
Then my body seems to be very light.
我跳着 舞作唱作赞美主。
I jump up and dance and sing and praise to God.
这个时候，另外一张的图画。
And now there's another picture appears.
他说：“小子，你的罪已赦了。”
He said, "Little one, your sins have been forgiven."
赦罪的权柄是人子的。
The forgiveness is coming from the Son of Man.
那么我的罪当得以清赦。
And my sins have been lightened up.
是凭着主耶稣温和柔声的这一句话。
By the gentle words of my Lord Jesus.
罪既得了赦免。
My sins been forgiven.
我看见我的心动空而清洁。
I saw that my heart is empty but clean.
真像一间幽静雅致的房间。
Just like a little room, a quiet room.
房门开处。
And where the door is.
忽然有一位相貌仁慈的圣父姗姗而入。
Then all of a sudden, it seems like the Father had come in, God the Holy Father.
其次，智慧的圣灵就登堂入室。
And then the Holy Spirit with His wisdom coming in.
主位居中坐在的是我的恩主耶稣。
In the center was the throne where my Lord Jesus sat on.
一位年轻的师父。
And then this is young teacher.
当我看见他满面笑容。
I saw that he was smiling at me.
他对着我看。
And he was looking at me.
在晚上一点。
And about 1 o'clock in the morning,
我全身觉得动痛难当。
I felt my whole body was all aching.
白节白骨。
All the bones.
心脏肺腑。
All my lungs.
没有一处不是像受了重伤一般的发痛。
And every part seems to be having great pain.
痛得难忍时，我就开口问耶稣说。
It was so painful. Then I asked of my Lord Jesus.
杀死哪一个病，使我重痛难堪。
This sudden sickness make me very painful.
我的导师圣灵就关照我的心灵。
And my teacher, the Holy Spirit, told me.
使我明白与主同定同时的真理。
That I can understand to be nailed together with our Lord Jesus.
我想这是一个事实。
I think this is a fact.
我们的主耶稣不单单是钉在各个他的那个十字架上。
My Lord Jesus, not only he was nailed on the cross in Golgotha.
我们的主耶稣世世代代的也在每一个人的心中把他在十字架上的钉痕显给你我看。
And he will continue to reveal to us in this age that he hand was nailed on the cross for us.
十字架是一个救赎的记号。
This cross is a sign of redemption.
在约翰福音第八章第二十八节。
In John chapter 8 verse 28,
耶稣对门徒说，你们举起人子以后，必知道我是基督。
And he told his disciple, when you have lifted up the Son of Man,Then you will know that I'm the one I claim to be.
十字架不单是一个救赎的记号。
The cross not only is a sign of redemption.
十字架也是一个启示的记号。
It's also a sign of revelation.
叫我们能够明白神的救恩。
So that we can understand the salvation of God.
以后在约翰福音第十二章三十二节。
And later on in John chapter 12 verse 32,
耶稣又说，我若从地上被举起来，就要吸引万人来归我。
Jesus said, but I, when I'm lifted up on the earth, will draw all men to myself.
十字架不单是一个启示的记号。
The cross not only is a sign of revelation.
十字架也是一个能力的记号。
It's also a sign of power.
他的能力胜过阴间的权势。
His power had overcome the authority of death.
胜过死亡的权势。
Overcome the authority of death.
也胜过惧怕的权势。
And overcome authority of fear.
我们若是罪得到了洁净。
If our sins was forgiven.
圣灵住在我们的里面。
The Holy Spirit lives within us.
虽然仇敌叫我们害怕。
Even the enemy makes us fearful.
但是哪一个为我们流血的主耶稣住在我们的心中，我们却不要害怕。
But then this Lord Jesus is living within me so that we don't have to have the fear.
我记得有多年的时间我常常在梦中常常叫我过不去。
And I remember for many years in my dream there's something I could not pass through.
但是我从幼年的时候就学习了这样的功课。
But from my youth, I have learned this lesson.
主耶稣的宝血胜过一切撒旦的攻击。
The blood of Christ can overcome all these attacks of Satan.
主耶稣的十字架胜过一切仇敌的攻击。
The cross can overcome all these attacks of the enemy.
所以有时候在梦中我喊不出来的时候
，So in a dream I cannot even shout out.
我看见哪个黑影来攻击我的时候
，I see the shadow of the darkness is attacking me.
我乃是呼求主的名
，And I will call out the name of the Lord.
我靠着他的十字架
，By His cross.
叫我能够得胜过一切
，That I can overcome all these.
我就想到若没有耶稣基督的十字架
，I said if there is no cross of our Lord,
我没有办法。胜过阴间的权势
I cannot overcome the authority of hell
我也没有办法胜过哪一个惧怕的权势
I cannot overcome the fear
我更不能够胜过死亡的权势
And I cannot overcome the authority of death
十字架仍是我的荣耀
The cross is always my glory
它不单是救赎的记号
Not only is a sign of redemption
它不单是个启示的记号
Not only a sign of revelation
它不单是个能力的记号
Not only a sign of power,
也是拯救你我一生的记号。
It's a sign that it will save you and I for a whole life.
我不知道 Emil 知道不知道这个事情。
I don't know if I know this.
我们在七零年代，我1971离开 Ames, Iowa State.
In 1971, I left Ames, Iowa State.
我们感谢神，有许多人就觉得，冯弟兄走了，可能查经班就散掉了。
And some people would think now, Brother Fain had left, our Bible study will be disintegrated.
我知道，我离开以后，圣灵大大在哪一个查经班工作。
I remember after I left, the Holy Spirit worked on the Bible study there.
他们得着大的复兴。
They have a great revival.
他们向许多的同学做见证。
They were sharing the testimony with a lot of students.
哪一个查经班渐渐的就增长起来。
And the Bible study group grew a lot.
我就记得70年代 Kansas City 的教会负责哪一个都灵会。
I remember Kansas City, the Church of Kansas City was responsible for a retreat.
我想到是70年代的初期。
I think it's the beginning of the 70s.
有很多的从 Ames 的同学就来参加我们的读灵会。
And a lot of students from Ames came to join our retreat.
我记得有一个张南记弟兄非常的聪明。
I remember there's a student called 张南记 he's very smart.
他信了耶稣。
And he believed in Jesus.
他就说我一生要侍奉神。
He said, my whole life I'm going to dedicate to God.
他是念生物化学的。
He's a biochemist.
他是说我愿意用科学证道。
I want to use my scientific knowledge to.
以后他回到阳明医学院。
And later on, he went back to the 阳明。
我想在台湾，他做了很美好的见证。
I think he had a very good testimony.
但是他不是用科学证道来做见证。
But he did not use science to do that.
他乃是诉说主耶稣的宝血和他。被钉在十字架上。
But he shared about the blood of Christ and how he was nailed on the cross.
我记得另外一个同学。
I remember there's another student.
名叫张宗炳。
And his name is Zhang Zhongbing.
他是佛教徒。
He was a Buddhist.
他是佛教的居士。
And one of the priests in the Buddha.
很难说服他能够信耶稣。
Very hard to convince him to believe in Christ.
圣灵的大大的工作。
But the Holy Spirit worked.
我记得1976年还是74年，江守道弟兄到 Kansas City 给我们传信息。
I remember in about 1974, Brother Kong came to Kansas City to preach here.
我给江弟兄是一组的。
And I was in the same group as Brother Kong.
这位张南记弟兄就在那边问很多的问题。
And this brother 张南记 was asking a lot of questions.
他就觉得耶稣的宝血，耶稣的十字架，怎么样能够救我？
He said, "How can the blood of Christ can save me?"
神用一个奇妙的方法。
God used a very wonderful method.
有一个夜晚, 那个是很闷热的,
and one night it was very, very muggy.
他就想到这个晚上, 去游泳,
and he wanted to go to swim at night.
但他到那个游泳池的时候,
when he came to the swimming pool,
哪一个晚上是一个, 有月亮的晚上,
and that night the moon came out.
月亮在他的背后照着他,
and the moon was shining behind him.
当他要举手那个跳到水池游泳池的下面的时候,
as he raised his hand wanted to jump into the pool,
他看见哪一个十字架的黑影,
and he saw the shadow of that cross.
哎呀，他就这个十字架向他显现,
and the cross had revealed to him.
他就就近去看,
and he wanted to go in and look.
那个水池没有水,
there's no water in that pool.
因着哪一个十字架的记号,
because of the sign of the cross,
他愿意匍匐在神的面前,
he wants to bow before God.
以后他接受了主耶稣,
and later on he became he received Jesus Christ.
我记得他也是在 Kansas City 那个冬令会的时候受浸归入浸,
I remember he was baptized in the Kansas City retreat here.
他成了一个美好的见证,
he became a very good testimony.
十字架乃是一个得胜的记号,
this cross is a cross, a sign of victory.
乃是一个拯救的记号,
as a sign of salvation.
他在主观上, 他在客观上成了那个记号,
in subjective or objective view it become a sign.
他在我, 你我的心中也是成了那一个救赎得胜的记号,
in your heart, in my heart become a sign of redemption.
最后我们看到 十字架乃是成了记号,
and finally, we see that the sign, the cross, has become a sign of our way.
在希伯来书第十章第十九节第二十节,
in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 19 and 20,
那很清楚地告诉我们说，他的血为我们开了一条又新又活的路。
It said his blood had opened up a new and living way for us.
我们看第十章，希伯来书第十章，我们读一下。
We'll read from Hebrews chapter 10, verse 19.
第十九节，第二十节。
Verse 19 and 20.
弟兄们, 我们既因耶稣的血得以坦然进入至圣所,
therefore, brothers, since we have confidence to enter the most holy place of, by the blood of Jesus,
是借着他给我们开了一条又新又活的路,
by a new and living way opened for us through the curtain,
从幔子经过, 这幔子就是他的身体,
and that curtain is his body.
十字架 乃是给我们开了一条又新又活的路,
the cross had opened up a new and living way for us.
我们原来没有路可以到神的面前,
before we have no way to come to God.
因着他在十字架上为你我死,
because he had died on this cross.
因着他在十字架上为我们所流的宝血,
because of the blood he had shed on the cross.
好让 给我们开了一条又新又活的路,
that he can open up this new and living way for us.
我想时间过得很快,
can time fly by?
但是我最后还是说一个比喻,
and finally I just want to give you this parable.
有一个家里, 有一个家庭,
there's a family.
有夫妻两个人, 父母两个人,
there's husband and wife, and then parents.
这一个家里只有一个男孩子,
and this family only had one boy.
这是独生子,
and the only single boy.
我想特别今天若是独生子就是很宝贵的,
today if this is the only boy, then it will be very precious.
父母要惯他,
and they will be spoiled by their parents.
公公婆婆要惯他,
and spoiled by the grandparents.
外祖父, 外祖母要惯他,
and the grandparents in-law.
是六个人惯一个小孩子,
so six people to spoil a single child.
但是这一个做父亲的非常的严格正直,
But this father was very strict.
他就觉得几个小孩子，虽然这一个小孩子，还是要好好的管教。
Even though he had that only child, he wanted to discipline him correctly.
有一天，这个小孩子慢慢的长大了。
So one day this boy grew up.
他就不大听父亲的话。
And he would not listen to the father.
那父亲就常常的管教他。
But the father would discipline him.
这个儿子就觉得住在家里，父母这个身世不方便。
And then the boy think that it's not convenient to live in the family.
所以他也不想住在家里。
He didn't want to live in the family.
父亲觉得他不听话，不应当住在家里。
And the father thought that he's not listening to him, so he should not live in the family.
这个儿子也觉得他不愿意住在家里。
And the son was not willing to live in the family.
所以这一个家庭，这个儿子就离开，这个家庭就产生很多问题。
So the boy had left the family, and then there was a lot of problems in the family.
但是这个母亲是个贤妻良母。
But the mother was very kind.
她就常常为着她离家出走的这一个儿子而操心。
And she was concerned about this boy who had left the house.
她就劝她的丈夫说，让她儿子回来。
So she want her husband to let the boy come back home.
这个做父亲觉得，若是这个儿子不好好的悔改，不让他回来。
But the father think that if this boy would not repent, he would not let him come back.
所以一天过一天，一年过一年，这个母亲的心就非常的伤痛。
And days after days and years after years, the mother's heart was broken.
这个做母亲的因着心里的忧愁。他就身体渐渐的软弱。
For that sake, her health become worse.
所以他渐渐的就临到死亡的边缘。
And she was close to dying.
所以这个做妻子的就要求他的丈夫说，让你的儿子给我回来，最后给我看一面。
And she asked her husband, "Can you let the son come back to see me for the one last time?"
所以他的父亲就觉得他的妻子都要过去了，就让他回来看一面。
So the husband said, "Oh, my wife is going to pass away soon. I will let him come back to see."
所以就请人就请他的儿子回来。
So he asked someone to ask his son to come back.
但是儿子回来的时候，就父亲还是不愿意看他的儿子。
But the father was not willing to look at his son.
这个儿子也不愿意看这父亲。
And the son was not willing to see the father.
但是这个时候，母亲只剩下一点点的气息。
And now this mother only has one breath left.
她一只的手就拉着她的丈夫。
And one hand he hold on her to her husband.
一只的手就拉着她的儿子。
And other hand hold on to her son.
她就把这两个人靠拢起来。
And he tried to pull the two together.
当她用力把她的丈夫和她儿子拉在一起的时候，
he used all her strength to try to pull them together.
她就离开世界。
And then she passed away.
这个时候她的父亲为着她的妻子，他愿意看她的儿子。
So this father, for the sake of his wife, he was willing to look at his son.
这个做儿子为着他的母亲，他愿意再看他的父亲。
And the son also, for the sake of his mom, he was willing to look at his dad.
这虽然是一个人间的一个家园。
Even though it's a story about in a family in this world.
但是我们的主耶稣被钉在十字架上。
But our Lord Jesus was nailed on the cross.
他一只的手来是抓住我们天父的手。
And on one hand, he held on to the Heavenly Father.
一只的手来是抓住这世界上人的手。
And the other hand, he held on to the hands of the people of this world.
他从他的肋旁和他的手上的钉痕流出他的宝血。
From his side and from his hand, the blood was shed.
他用他的生命做代价。
He used his life to be a price.
用他的血做代价。
Used his blood to be a price.
好让我们能够回到父神那里去。
So that we can come back to our heavenly Father.
我们慈爱、公义、圣洁的天父。
Our kind and gracious heavenly Father.
他不是看作你我有什么改变。
Not that he saw that we have changed.
乃是因着他看见他爱子耶稣的血。
Because he saw the blood of his beloved son.
他的死担当了我们的罪。
His death had replaced our sin.
就是义的代替不义。
The righteous for the unrighteous.
好让我们可以回到神的面前。
So that we can come back to our God.
希伯来书的作者。
The author of Hebrews.
他知道说这是何等宝贵的耶稣的血。
He knows that this is the precious blood of our Lord Jesus.
这是何等一个荣耀的一个记号。
It's a sign of glory.
主耶稣在十字架上为我们所成就的救赎。
This redemption was accomplished by the, on the cross.
叫我们与神能够和好。
So that we can be reconciled with our God.
叫我们可以回到神面前。
So we can come back before God.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
我们愿意回到神那里去。
Are you willing to come back to our Lord God?
不是靠我们自己的义。
Not for our own righteousness.
乃是靠着主耶稣的宝血。
But by the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ.
你若是今天愿意来到神的面前。
If you want to come to our Lord of God,
你说主耶稣啊，求主用你的宝血而接近我。
Say, Lord Jesus, cleanse me with your blood.
我愿意回到父神那里去。
I want to come back to my heavenly Father.
他是你我的救主。
He's our Lord and Savior.
他是你我的尊宝。
He's the mediator before us.
他是你我与神和好的道路。
It's the way that we can come back to our Lord God.
十字架永是我的荣耀。
The cross is always my glory.
我重罪都洗清洁。
All my sins are washed away.
唯靠主耶稣的宝血。
Only by the precious blood of Christ.
我们仍然低头祷告。
Let's bow our head and pray.
我想虽然时间过了。
Even the time has passed,
我觉得这是一个宝贵的时间。
I think it's a very precious time.
我仍然愿意把这样的时间给许许多多愿意接受主耶稣的人。
I want to give you the time for those who are willing to receive our Lord Jesus Christ.
愿意受洗归入主耶稣的人。
Those who want to be baptized in our Lord Jesus.
也正是愿意得住了属灵复兴的人。
And to have the spiritual revival.
我知道你们的心中，到底是什么情况。
I don't know the situation in your heart.
或许你有极大的一个挣扎。
Maybe you have a big conflict within you.
或许你仍然有那个罪的重担。
Maybe you have the burden of the sin.
或许你有很多的惧怕。
Maybe you have a lot of fear.
或许你一直的愿意说，我愿意回到。
Maybe you're willing to say, I want to come back to God.
如同宋尚杰博士一样的，他没有办法接受他道路。
And just like Dr. Song, he had no other way out.
他最终呢是靠着主耶稣的宝血。
And only at the end by the blood of the Christ.
你若是愿意，我们一起祷告。
If you're willing, we can pray together.
你可以表明你自己。
You can, make an indication to
me.
We will pray for you.
当我们安静的时候,
As we've been quiet,
一个表明了,
you have an indication for us.
我们愿意为你祷告,
we'll pray for you.
你有没有哪一位?
And anyone who wants to do that,
你愿意举起你的手来,
would you raise your hand?
说主啊, 我需要。
Lord, I need you.
或许你愿意接受主耶稣。
Maybe you want to receive our Lord Jesus Christ.
一个表明。感谢神所放下。
Thank
you. 或许你愿意受浸归入主耶稣。
If you want to be baptized.
或许你心中有什么难处。
And maybe you have some burden in your heart.
我们还有一点的时间。
We have a little time left.
没有我们就唱102首。
Not then we will sing the hymn 102.
我们来到主耶稣的面前。
And we come to our Lord Jesus.
我们唱的时候，请几位弟兄，有负担的弟兄上来。
And as we sing, those who have the burden can come up.
特别为做这许多福音的朋友祷告。
And especially pray for these people who are thirsting for.
下一个主日，我们有几位的。弟兄姊妹愿意受浸归入主耶稣。
And next Sunday we have some brothers and sisters want to be baptized.
我们特别为他祷告。
We will pray for them.
或许你们愿意上前来。
If you are willing to come to the front,
我们可以自由。我们唱一首诗歌的时候，
音
面唱里面可以上来。
And as we sing,
有负担的弟兄为他们祷告的弟兄可以上来。
And those who want to pray for them can come up.
你们有需要的弟兄姊妹也可以上来。
And those who have a need can come up here too.
你们下个主日愿意受浸的也可以上来。
Those who want to be baptized next Sunday can come up here.
我们有点时间祷告。
Let's have some time to pray together.